And that's our cue to leave the World Service and start a new day here on BBC Radio 4. It's Saturday, the 27th of April. Good morning from Broadcasting House in London, from me, Alan Smith, our studio manager, Peter Wise, and Sarah Keith Lucas at the Weather Centre. Sarah will be bringing us the shipping bulletin in a minute, and then we'll have a roundup of the overnight news in News Briefing at 5:30. After that, Michael Mosley will be singing the praises of the humble flaxseed. That's in Just One Thing at 6:15. But first,
it's one of Hollywood's greatest films, starring two of Tinseltown's biggest names.
But talking about it can be a bit of a problem.
The work is so universally agreed to be truly great. And the crime, as you say, is just awful.
I'm Eleni Jones.
And I'm Mark Kermode.
And we're taking a deep dive into Chinatown.
But how do we approach the film in light of what we know about its director?
I can look at a film and just watch the film as a film, not the history of anything that went on before.
Exploring the genesis, production and controversy of an iconic movie. Screenshot continues on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Next Friday evening at 7:15.
So waiting for us at the BBC Weather Centre is Sarah.
Thank you, Alan. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 27th of April 2024. There are warnings of gales in Biscay and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Fitzroy, 998. Expected northern France, 995 by midnight tonight. Low, northwest Fitzroy, 1000, losing its identity. And the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at 0. Southeasterly, 3 to 5 at first in Viking, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. South at 0. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later in south. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. East or southeast 3 to 5, backing northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 or perhaps gale 8 later in Fisher, becoming cyclonic later in Humber. Showers or rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames. East or southeast, becoming cyclonic for a time, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6, then cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 in south, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. North 5 to 7, occasionally cyclonic 4 at first in East Fitzroy, backing northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. East or northeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 at first in Fastnet, backing north or northwest later. Showers, good. Shannon. North 3 to 5, backing west or northwest later. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. North 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic 2 to 4 at first, becoming southeast 4 to 6. Showers, good. Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, becoming east or southeast later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. West by north, 1. 22 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Stornoway, west by south, 2, 27 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Lerwick, south-southeast, 3, more than 38 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Lucas, southeast, 2, 30 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Bridlington, Northeast 2, 1006, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. East by North 5, 2 miles, 1001. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. 11 miles, 1001. Jersey. West 1, 19 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic. South-southwest 3. Valentia. Northeast 2, 27 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Ronald's Way. East 3, 1006, falling slowly. Malinhead. South-southwest 2, 27 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Now, here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday, the 27th of April, 2024. General situation. Complex and discrete areas of low pressure to the south of the United Kingdom will bring stronger winds and perhaps some heavier spells of rain at times to the south and east. Winds will remain lighter in the west and northwest with scattered showers. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 3 to 5, backing east later. Showers. Good. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 2 to 4. Veering northeast, occasionally 5 later. Showers. Good. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east, then northeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later. Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, mainly southerly 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5, then cyclonic 2 to 4 later, increasing 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 2 to 4, backing north or northeast 4 to 6, then northwest later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5, backing north or northwest later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, veering north later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times, backing north later. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, good. Isle of Man. East 3 or 4, backing north or northeast, increasing 4 or 5 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock. Variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly northeast later. Showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly northeasterly later. Showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly southeast later. Showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly southeast later. Showers, good. Shetland Isles. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest at first, backing easterly 2 to 4 later. Showers. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 27th of April. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. The National Crime Agency has arrested four people as part of a major investigation into a people smuggling network. Documents show that a former Boeing employee turned whistleblower accused the company of countless law violations before his death. And in sport, Leicester City have been promoted to the Premier League. Four Vietnamese nationals have been arrested as part of an operation by British and French authorities against people smuggling. It's alleged they were part of a group which advertised small boat crossings on Facebook. Another 12 are said to be linked to the same network were arrested in Paris. Francis Reed reports.
The National Crime Agency says four people were arrested in London and Leicester as part of a joint investigation by France and the UK. Three people, two men and a woman, were arrested on suspicion of assisting unlawful immigration. A fourth was arrested on a warrant issued by the French authorities for alleged people smuggling and drug offences. Investigators believe the group were involved in advertising illegal immigration to the UK using small boats, specifically targeting Vietnamese communities on social media.
It's emerged a former Boeing employee turned whistleblower who was found dead last month had accused the company of multiple violations of US law in testimony given in the days before his death. John Barnett claimed managers had routinely ignored formal procedures in order to build planes as quickly as possible. Boeing said it had reviewed and addressed the issues he had raised and determined that they did not affect aircraft safety. The Labour MP Stephen Timms, who chairs the Work and Pension Select Committee, says the government must take urgent action to stop unpaid carers unwittingly racking up debt. Carers are entitled to nearly £82 a week in benefits, but only if they earn less than £151 in take-home pay from other jobs. Tens of thousands of carers owe money because of benefit overpayments. The government said it was the job of carers to inform it of any changes in circumstances. Notifications of overpayment can take years to reach carers, and Mr. Timms told Moneybox here on Radio 4 that there needed to be a more efficient system.
If there is an overpayment, I don't think the department has got much choice but to recover it. But they shouldn't be allowing the overpayments to happen in the first place. And because they are notified apparently every single month about everybody whose earnings are over the limit, they should be stopping these overpayments happening in the first place.
A British man has been seriously injured in a shark attack on the Caribbean island of Tobago.